This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A singer was given the chance to sing the national anthem at Denver's State of the City address last week, and she did, just not the one you think. Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joins me now to explain. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, the city of Denver is chatting about this performance of the national anthem. What happened?
Right. Well, a jazz singer named Renee Marie was invited to sing the Star-Spangled Banner in front of the Denver officials, and instead of singing the national anthem as we know it, she substituted in the lyrics for the black national anthem. So here's a part of it.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring.
Now, she says she was trying to express herself as an artist and a black woman. So as you can imagine, this was the most popular topic on our blog this week. Someone using the alias Fat Lady wrote, "I think she had the right to try and shake things up if she's willing to deal with the repercussions of it. Honestly, I wish more people had the guts to step out there and put themselves in the line for what they believe." And Jean wrote, "Inappropriate and unfortunate. Inappropriate because she did not sing the national anthem, and unfortunate because her actions cast the Negro national anthem in a divisive light."
Yeah, it got a huge amount of comments. Yeah. And let's talk about BET. It's been grappling with groups that think that it's off base in terms of content. So what's this week's news on that front?
Well, a web-based grassroots campaign called Enough is Enough successfully lobbied two major advertisers, GM and Procter & Gamble, and got those two advertisers to pull ads from BET programs 106 and Park and Rap City. So Enough is Enough is opposed to what they call offensive lyrics and images on BET. And they also protested in front of the home of BET Chairman Deborah Lee a couple of months back, and you asked her about that at a BET red carpet event. So here's what she had to say.
We had on one of those people who was protesting at your house, and I asked very frankly, don't you think that's crossing the line?
Yes, it is crossing the line.
How are you holding up?
Oh, they're gone now, but it was definitely crossing the line, and if you want to protest something that we're doing, come to our offices.
I don't think that's a standing invitation, though. So that full video and the back and forth and comments from our readers is available at our blog.
So just quickly, our new series is jazz. What have we got for folks on the blog?
Yeah, well, Eugene Holly Jr., who's a freelance writer and a jazz lover, gave us 5 can't-miss CDs for anyone trying to get into jazz. Let's see. He says Coltrane's A Love Supreme and Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, among others. I happen to have 2 of those 5. So people can check out the whole list and weigh in with their recommendations on our blog.
I definitely need jazz for beginners. Jeff, thanks.
Yes. Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me from our studios at NPR West.